Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These are the 14 stocks Carl Icahn owns right now. Carl Icahn is the restless billionaire and the lone wolf of Wall Street. He's a feared negotiator and a master strategist at corporate takeovers and investments. The Wall Street Journal consistently ranks Carl Icahn as one of the top performing hedge fund managers in the country. Why then did a prominent short seller say he's running a possible Ponzi scheme through his main holding Icahn Enterprises that's worth more than $8 billion? This is a deep look into Carl Icahn's stock portfolio. We'll look at these based on its latest 13F and go from the smallest to the biggest positions. We'll cover a special company that doesn't show up on his 13F at the end of the video, which you won't want to miss. Please keep in mind this isn't financial advice. These aren't buy or sell recommendations. Do your own homework, use common sense, and make the decision that's best for you. Let's dive right into it. Icahn's smallest position worth $45 million is Newell Brands. This branded consumer products company has been in Icahn's portfolio for a while, but it's underperformed. Recently, he's sold much of his shares in the company over the past few years. From an estimated purchase price of $156 million, this has not been his brightest moment. It's a potential loss of 71%. Even being down that far, Newell Brands is a $3 billion company that trades just a dollar above its 52-week low. Interestingly, it's still owned by other super investors, including some momentum-based hedge funds. Based on a discounted cash flow analysis, it looks like it may be slightly undervalued, with a 14% upside and an $8.50 share price. Icahn's next position, International Flavors and Fragrances, makes up 0.5% of his portfolio and is worth $52 million. This is a relatively new holding for Icahn, even though it's pretty small, and like Newell Brands, he's probably had a loss on this one as well. Its stock price is down more than 43% from where he was first buying in at the end of 2022. Today, the $19 billion company trades $13 above its 52-week low, which is down quite a bit from its 52-week high. Daniel Loeb is the biggest super investor in this one. The numbers support that IFF is right around its fair value with just a 4% upside and a $79 current fair value. That's pretty in line with analyst price target at $76 on the business, which is right around today's stock price. Illumina comes in next with a 0.5% position worth $60 million. It's a very similar story here as this position is down 33% from where Icahn was buying in. While this $22 billion healthcare company is down a lot from its 52-week highs, it has rebounded from its lows of $93 per share. Today, it also looks like Illumina's pretty close to its fair value based on a discounted cash flow analysis that says it's around $148 per share, giving it a 6% upside. Bausch & Lomb makes up another 0.5% position, coming in at $60 million. Icahn owns 3.5 million shares that he acquired in the second quarter of 2022. So far, he hasn't sold any. With this holding, he's netted just a very modest gain of about 2%. Icahn's the biggest super investor in the $6 billion company that trades in between its 52-week high and low. Guru Focus assigns a $9.50 fair value right around today's stock price. However, this position may be hit or miss depending on how it's valued. Some of these look good, but others are not so great. So far, these are tiny positions for Icahn, and the trend continues in his next stock, Sandridge Energy. This is a 0.6% position that comes in at $66 million. The difference here is that it's Icahn's first energy company, which is something we'll see he has a lot of in his portfolio. Icahn's owned this company dating back to the end of 2017. He hasn't sold any shares since then, but so far it trades below his purchase price, and he's probably lost around 21% on the business. Icahn's the biggest individual super investor and the biggest shareholder of the company, owning 13% of their shares outstanding. Today, this $500 million oil company trades between its 52-week high and low, and it has some other super investors in it as well, just with small positions, however. This is his first stock that looks good on the numbers. A discounted cash flow analysis gives Sandridge Energy a 30% upside and a $17 current fair value. American Electric Power is Icahn's next biggest position, and it's one of his only buys in the most recent quarter. He owns $100 million worth, and it makes up just under 1% of the portfolio. This nuclear electric power company is up since he's bought it, netting him a gain of around 9.5%. Icahn has the biggest super investor position in this $48 billion electric company that's in between its highs and lows. According to Guru Focus, American Electric is undervalued with a $105 fair value. This gives it around a 19% upside. But not every valuation is so kind to this huge regulated utility company. In fact, its stock price is out ahead of all of these except its GF value. Next up, we have Conduent, which makes up 1.3% of Icahn's portfolio at $140 million in value. Conduent's originally a spinoff from Xerox that offers digital platforms to businesses and the government. In three separate quarters between 2017 and 2019, Icahn was buying Conduent shares and currently owns 17.5% of the business. He's never sold, but like some of these other small investments, this one's been a loser for him, down 72% since he was first buying in. While it's down in the last few years, Conduent trades in between its 52-week high and low. Icahn is the biggest super investor in this $720 million company. The numbers behind a discounted cash flow analysis look much better for Icahn's returns than in his past. Right now, it gives Conduent a 64% upside and a $5.5 fair value. Dana's Icahn's next position, making up 2% of his portfolio. It creates power conveyance and energy management solutions for automobiles. Icahn bought into this business three separate times through 2020 and 2021. Since then, it hasn't performed that well. Even though he owns 10% of its shares, it's estimated his returns have a loss of 40%. Today, Dana trades just a dollar above its 52-week high. With over a $180 million position, Icahn is the biggest super investor in this $1.75 billion company. The numbers look a little better for this business, with a 14.5% upside based on a discounted cash flow analysis. This gives it around a $14.5 fair value. Next, at 2% of the portfolio, we have First Energy. This is one of just two stocks Icahn was selling in the most recent quarter. It's the only stock he was selling that he still has a position in, and it makes up $215 million of the portfolio. This is another nuclear electric power generation utility company. Since buying in at the beginning of 2021, this stock is up slightly for Icahn, netting him a gain of around 12%. Like American Electric, he's the biggest super investor in this $21 billion company that today is smack dab in the middle of its 52-week high and low. Icahn may be selling out after news that two former executives and the former chairman of the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio were indicted on public corruption charges related to nuclear energy. Today, Guru Focus gives the company a fair value of $42 per share, giving it around an 11% upside. Like American Electric, that's the leading valuation for the business, as the rest of these don't support that same value. At 2.5% of the portfolio, we have Bosch Health. This was separated from Bausch & Lomb, and it's a $278 million position. Icahn added to this pharmaceutical prep manufacturing company three times between 2020 and 2022. Since then, its stock price is down by a lot, falling by more than 64%. Icahn's the biggest super investor in this $3.4 billion company with a 10% position. While it's down in the last few years, today it does trade at its 52-week high. The numbers support its stock price may be going higher, with an $11.5 fair value that gives it a 16.5% upside based on a discounted cash flow analysis. Occidental Petroleum warrants are Icahn's first alternative asset that makes up nearly 6% of his portfolio. These clock in with a value of $642 million today. Occidental Petroleum issued warrants to shareholders as a distribution in June of 2020. This allowed shareholders to either acquire additional Occidental stock in the future or sell the warrants and receive that value immediately. The warrants have an exercise price of $22 and currently trade in the market at $38 per share. That's the difference between their exercise price and Occidental Petroleum stock price today at more than $60 a share. Warren Buffett's the biggest owner, holding 29% of the company. Plus, with warrants, he owns more than 30%. Icahn has until 2027 to exercise these. Next, it's Icahn's third biggest holding, Southwest Gas. This comes in at 6.4% with a value of $700 million. Icahn owns 16% of Southwest Gas Company that he's been buying in the last few years, first adding toward the end of 2021 and then buying aggressively since then. While he's added a lot, on balance, his holding is about flat. Like some of these other positions, Icahn's far and away the biggest super investor who owns this $5 billion gas company that today trades at its 52-week high. The numbers support that Southwest Gas may be slightly undervalued with a 6% upside and a $73.5 fair value. Icahn's second biggest position and a company he's held for a while and owns a lot of is CVR Energy. It makes up 18.5% of the portfolio and is worth $2 billion. Icahn owns 65% of this oil refinery company that he originally bought back in 2011 and continued investing in until 2012. Most recently, he sold 5.5 million shares in the third quarter of 2023, but then held on and didn't sell any in the fourth quarter. With a $2 billion cost basis, Icahn's only made around 12% on his stock in this company so far. But with dividends, he's made more. Icahn basically controls this $3.3 billion company that's trading closer to its 52-week high currently. The numbers support a 16% upside with a fair value of $38 per share based on a DCF. Icahn's holding company, Icahn Enterprises, is his biggest position. Carl Icahn is its namesake, and he owns 89% of its stock. It's worth 58% of the portfolio, and it's one of just two stocks that he's added to in the last quarter. Dating back more than a decade, Icahn has repeatedly added to the business, growing it from a 33% position all the way to 58% today. And since the recent short seller report in 2023, it's fallen off a cliff. Only one other super investor, Ken Griffith, has a very small trailing position with Icahn in Icahn Enterprises. On May 2nd, 2023, Icahn was accused of operating a Ponzi-like scheme to pay dividends by Hindenburg Research. This report from Hindenburg Research, a prominent short seller, sent the company's share price free-falling. Since then, Icahn's holding company is down. Their shares are more than cut in half, and the company cut its dividend payments in half in an effort to stabilize some of its cash flows. Without a miracle, Hindenburg claims that Icahn will eventually cut all his dividends from the companies entirely. Recently, the company announced new CEO incentives and a shift in their leadership as it's refinancing its debt, with its net asset value falling after that skepticism from short sellers. The numbers support a big 44% upside with a $29 fair value based on a DCF. Icahn Enterprises is well diversified with most of its business in energy, but it also has automotive business, food packaging, home fashion, real estate, and pharmaceuticals. Guru Focus gives a fair value of $42 per share, giving it a 53% upside. It also gives Icahn Enterprises a possible value trap warning. These other valuations are a bit across the board for the company. Carl Icahn reported a 9.9% stake in JetBlue Airlines after its block deal to acquire Spirit. This first came out at the beginning of February 2024. JetBlue share shot up 16% the night this was first reported, famously giving it the Icahn lift. This is one of Icahn's boldest moves in recent years, especially after the Hindenburg report. Given the size of JetBlue's business, this is only Icahn's eighth largest position, but it's one that he's made a lot of money on so far, with a 21% gain that Icahn expects to make even more with in the future. What company in Carl Icahn's portfolio surprised you the most? Let me know in the comments below. Check out the investing tools linked in the description to follow each of these companies' fair value in more detail. And check out these latest buys from Michael Burry.